مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
Yes, I just got 7:21 Central African time, at that time of the morning, where we join the fresh and the efficacious and the loquacious Adam Kamda. Adam is not riding his bicycle this morning, people. He's got a table. He's got pani. I don't know if he's got zamzam water there too, but he only knows, oh, he's got palaza manzi from the sea. He'll tell you what's palaza manzi. Adam Kamda, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Chatsworth is rocking. It's not the comrades marathon, but it is a Chatsworth marathon. And you being a community member that's embraced and celebrated by it, you are in the thick of things. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And how are you doing this morning, Adam?
Wa alaikum salam, Shafaat. Thanks for that lovely introduction. Yes, it's the Chatsworth Ultra Marathon. It's a 52-kilometer race, and it's a pre-qualifier for the Comrades Marathon. So it's a really important race for many athletes. And we are playing a strategic role, Shafaat, by manning a watering station on the Higginson Highway. We are just before the Bayview off-ramp. And we are at this 47-kilometer mark. So we are at a point where it's close to the end of the race. There's just about 5 kilometers or 6 kilometers more after us, Shafaat. And when these athletes run up the hill here at the Higginson Highway, they're going to be dog-tired, they're going to be thirsty, they're going to be hungry. So we are ready for them with water, coke, mandarins, oranges, bananas, and even sachets of salt, Shafaat.
I tell you, Adam, the important point you made there was a sachet of salt. And, you know, it's an Arab custom to, I think, before they used to travel kilometers upon kilometers, load the camels up with salt and get back. Tell us the importance of salt, Adam.
Yes, Shafaat, as the runners make their way around this course, it is a really grueling course through many of the residential areas and many of the highways in Chatsworth as well. As they run, they sweat and they lose a lot of water, and with that, they lose a lot of salt from the body. So, as I said, this is a very crucial watering point at the 47-kilometer mark, where they're really exhausted after making their way up the hill, lost a lot of water, lost a lot of salt. So what they would do is they'd grab like a segment of an orange and a sachet of the salt, because some of them would want the orange without salt, and others would want it with salt. So if they feel, you know what, if they're about to cramp and they want that salt, they'll just sprinkle some of that salt on that orange and just munch on that. And that just rejuvenates them. It just helps the muscles. It's just a few kilometers more to go from this point. So they need all the help that they can get, Shafaat.
Now, I want to tickle your memory there. You know, there was this Boris Becker, this tennis player. He used to chow the bananas like, you know, it was going out of fashion. Every time he sat down, there's a banana in his mouth. That bananas you have there, are you fully ripe or half-ripe bananas you're giving
they're
the runners?
They're ready to eat, Shafaat. You know, it's the worst thing to bring a slightly green banana. And this athlete has made so much of effort. He's nearly to the end, and then he puts this into his belly and gets a cramp with the green banana. So these are fairly soft. They are ready to eat, and we chose them specifically so they'll be nice and sweet and easy to digest. And just really give them nourishment. And it's not, they're not going to eat like a few bananas, Shafaat. We cut them into little pieces. So those that want just a little segment will grab one segment, or those that want two or three will just grab what they need, Shafaat. So there's less wastage, and they can, you know, it's easy for them to help themselves. Because as they come running past, Shafaat, they don't want to be wasting time to look at, okay, what's here, what do I need? They just grab and run. And sometimes even they grab more than they need, and they'll just take a bite or two of what they need and discard the rest. And our team is here ready to even pick up the litter, Shafaat. So whatever plastic is, you know, the plastic tubes for the water or the plastic cups for the cool drink, we will make sure that we pick every single scrap before we leave the site there, Shafaat.
Now, Adam, you know, you fishing guys, I don't know. I know y'all are fit with your hands and your, maybe your tummy and your legs. But running, any fishing club members or any fishing club are running for this marathon that you can think of?
Yes, Shafaat, you know, athletics is such a diverse sport. You know, it attracts people from all walks of life and all other cross sports as well. So I've got members from our Itspingo Beach Skateboard Club here as well that are lending a hand. And this is where, you know, volunteering can come from any sector. Whether you're a fisherman, a fishing club, or whatever your other passion is, but to lend a hand to athletics, lend a hand to other clubs and other sports, and that brings a lot of harmony, you know, in the sporting world so far.
Now, there's a question on my screen. Please ask Adam where the people started from and the, where the ending of this ultra marathon. I wish I knew I would have entered. Adam, where you started off?
Yes, Shafat, we've got a fantastic facility in Chatsworth called the Chatsworth Stadium. The entire event was based there. So the start is there and the finish is there. And there's three races being run simultaneously of various lengths. I think one is 10 kilometer, one is 25 kilometer, and the big one is 52 kilometer. So there will be slightly different starting points for each of those races. And then they would diverge into different parts of Chatsworth to cover the different distances, Shafat.
Now you're making me, you're tickling my mind. So it's a Chatsworth run. So you're going to run from, Crossmore into Havenside, and you're going to go to Arena Park and, all that. If Raj Bansi was alive, he would have been the main actor there, Adam. But is it like that? It's going like a jigsaw puzzle around Chatsworth then?
Yes, that's correct. And it's quite a logistic nightmare, for the authorities to cordon off the roads and to coordinate between cars and the runners, but they managed to pull it off, Shafat. And also over the years, this ultra marathon has been hosted over many years so far with Chatsworth Athletic Club, and you'd find that people who live at strategic points on the route would volunteer and they'll set up the tables. So the day before, they'll deliver the cold drinks and the water, and on the morning, these residents will come out and bring the water to the roadside. A lot of them run extension cables to the road and put up a sound system to have some energetic music going to motivate the runners as they go past, Shafat.
Alhamdulillah, going past and all that. Before I let you go, maybe a minute or so. So how was your Eid yesterday? How was the gathering with the family members? And you have to tell me, what was your speciality? Did you make the biryani for the family, Adam?
Yes, Shafad, it was such a blessed day from the morning till the evening. We had an absolutely amazing time. We could really feel Allah's presence, and it really felt like such a blessed day because there were so many things that happened that were not coordinated. And, we often call them coincidence, but I believe it's fate, and I believe it's takdir and miracles that happen to us all the time. We visited the two graveyards, Brook Street Graveyard and Dial Road Graveyard, in the morning. And as it happened, so many people that we knew rocked up at the same time. It was my dad, all my brothers were there, and my brother's children, nephews, all came in separate cars from different homes, but we all ended up, being together, made dua for all the deceased, took photos together, and then proceeded to dad's house, and we had a lovely biryani lunch. And credit to my sister-in-law, Leila. She's really got a golden touch in the kitchen. And I think everybody was first round, second round, and then running to the pot to dig for the crispy bits at the bottom. And it was one of the best biryanis we've ever eaten, Shafat.
Hey, Adam, you know what you're talking about. The crispy bit of that biryani at the bottom, that is to die for, right? And then what about the soji? People look at the crispy bit of the soji, Adam.
Yes, Shafat, there's so many in my family that are now, need to avoid sugar. They have diabetes. But when the temptation is there on an occasion like Eid, and there's so much of sweetmeats on the table, it's really difficult to avoid. And even though I don't have sugar, I don't have diabetes, but I'm also, looking out for my health and trying to avoid too much of sugar, avoid too many of the sweetmeats. But it's a day that we can indulge. We had tiramisu, and we had trifle and barfi and soji, gulab jamun, jalebi, you name it was there, Shafar. There's some dishes that I don't even know the names for, but they were absolutely delicious, Shafar.
No, you're a good man. You're a sweet man, by the way. You don't have to eat all the sweet, but you're a sweet man. Your parting words this morning?
Yes, I just love to encourage everyone to look out for events like this, the Chatsworth Ultra Marathon, and lend a hand where you can. Join us a watering table. We're always looking for volunteers. Even if you're passing by Chatsworth today, between 7 and 10, I'd say, if you come near the Higginson Highway, a baby off-ramp, you can even pull over and just come and help us to distribute the water to the runners as they go past. Shafat, we'll be here till about 10 o'clock.
Adam, you have a super day ahead. Always a great chat with you. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. Salams to you and the listeners.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.